Welcome to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. On each and every episode, Brian talks with coaches, athletes, and performers in all arenas who are putting into practice the principles of peak performance that will help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be, to help you become a master of the mental game, and to help you start dominating the day.
Hey everybody, how you doing? Brian Kane, your Peak Performance Coach here with the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. And today, a very special treat. We've got Steve Springer, former Major League Baseball player and now currently mental skills coach for the Toronto Blue Jays and one of the most dynamic and engaging presenters on the mental game of hitting and the mental game of baseball, which also is the mental game of life that you'll ever come across. One of the most fascinating stories of anyone that we've featured on the podcast. Spring, appreciate you taking time to sit down and share your story with us today, my friend.
Buddy, I got the chills, man. Thank you, man.
Well, would you catch our listeners up to speed kind of on how you went from being a high school non-starter to playing in the big leagues and now coaching all-stars?
Well, I think the thing about what engages people in my when I speak is, you know, freshman in high school, 4'11", 90 pounds. All right, smallest kid in school, got 3 at-bats the whole year, coached first base. Sophomore year in high school, went back to soft frosh. All my buddies are on JV and varsity. Junior year, JV, but I got to play. So those 2 years I got to play. Senior in high school, my time to shine. I'm going to show everybody I can play. I'm 5'8", 140 pounds now, and I had a sophomore take my job, and so I did not start my senior in high school. My brother's a star at Golden West Junior College, and I'm thinking, you know what, the coach knows I'm going there. I didn't get one phone call from anybody. Where else am I going to go? I didn't play, right? So I'm going to go to Golden West Junior College for the summer, and I got cut. So how bad did the coach think I sucked, right? My brother's a star on the team, and I get cut. So 3 days later, I'm home watching Oprah with my mom, and not knowing what I'm going to do.
It's a great show, though.
Yeah, great show, yeah. Now it's Ellen, right? And my brother comes home with the uniform for me because 3 guys quit. So I'm 19 years old, freshman in college. I got 3 at-bats the whole year. And thank God I grew 4 inches when I was 20. And I got a new body, and I'm getting recruited by all these schools. I had a full ride to UC Irvine, full ride to UCLA. And I'm going to UCLA. It's my dad's favorite school. My buddy Rich Amaral was going there, who played 9 years in the big leagues. And it was the greatest 5 days of my life until he looked at my transcript. And he said, really, buddy? You took badminton? I couldn't get in. So I was sort of a dumbass in school. And so if you're a kid out there, man, get good grades, you know. And I ended up going to University of Utah, and one day got me drafted. Everybody was there to see Rick Aguilera, Wally Joyner, Corey Snyder. And I went 5 for 5 with 2 doubles, a home run, and 5 RBIs, and it was awesome. And scouts saw me and turned me in, and, you know, now I'm teaching Major League All-Stars how to compete. It's crazy.
You know, Spring, I love the fact that you go from you know, your story, which is awesome, and then having about 14 years, I think, in the minor leagues, and you get that cup of coffee was with the Mets.
It was Indians first.
And then the Mets. You know, so not only have you done it yourself and had that right mindset for success, but now you're teaching that mindset to the best guys in the world at this game. What are the fundamentals of what you teach about mental toughness?
Well, and you're right, because I did it both ways. I did it one way for 7 years, and then I did it another way for 7 years. And, you know, it's like Billy Beane's quote on my website. He said, Spring, if you knew this at 30, or at 18 instead of learning at 30, people might know who you are. Right. And, yeah, thanks, Billy. And everybody's like, is Billy being that great a GM? And I'm like, dude, when you're in with me for 3 years, you're going to pick up something. So, sort of kidding. But my career started, Brian, when I finally got what in my main vein in all my speeches is your career starts when you say, I don't care what I hit. The biggest trap in the game is the batting average. Right. I do everything right and go 0 for 4. It makes no sense. There's big leaguers that don't know this, right? You would be shocked, and you know as well as I know, how insecure big league players are, right? And it's, in my opinion, the batting average is the biggest trap in the game. It destroys more young kids than anything in the game. This is why first-rounders can't get out of A-ball, and guys that don't get drafted spend 10 years in the big leagues because of the mental side of how we compete. And when you buy into, I don't care what I hit, that's where the freedom's at, man. Right, new game, new pitcher, new hero every single day, but yet I could do everything right and go 0 for 4, and that's the barometer for my success. It makes no sense. And fortunately, I figured it out in about 1991, at the end of my career, when I finally figured it out. And it was amazing the freedom that that let me have, right? And now I could be 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts, and I'm looking at that lineup. I need 2 guys to get on so I could be the hero. Because when you're worried about you and your batting average and it's about me, now I'm 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts, and I'm looking at that same lineup. Oh, man, if 2 guys get on, I got to hit again, you know? And it's crazy. But we got to get great at showing it with confidence, because every single player has 2 players in them, as you know. Right, I got confident Brian Cain, pretty good player, and I got non-confident Brian Cain who sucks in anything that you do. So in baseball, right, how do I get confident Paul Goldschmidt to show up? How do I get confident Mark Trumbo to show up? AJ Pollock, these guys that call me, you know, once a week minimum. I've never asked them to get 3 hits. I've asked them to be the best competitor on the field with an attainable goal to hit the ball hard and to help their team win 1,000 times. Because that's what true success is. Nolan Arenado, pretty good player, 22-year-old big leaguer, right? I played junior football with his dad when I was 8, right? So I know this kid, right? And I know when he wants to talk, he'll shoot me a text and he said, "Spring, how you doing?" I'm like, "Well, I'm great, buddy. How are you?" Right? His 28-game hitting streak this year. On day number 2, he calls me up. He's like, "Spring, I'm getting frustrated on him. I'm lining out too much." I said, "Good, you dumbass. Line out 5 times tonight. It's not about you. It's about you helping your team. It's about getting confident knowing to show up every single day." But we get so caught up in me. And it's about me, and I'm 0 for 10, and I'm 0 for 20, or I'm 1 for 20. And that's where the problem gets. When you make it about the team, buddy, there's freedom. Serve your teammates, right? Any player out there, you get 25 guys showing up to help your team win, that's when the magic happens. But we don't do that. We get caught up in me, and I'm 1 for 20. Well, I'm telling you, if you don't go 1 for 20, 30 times, you didn't play long enough, because it's going to happen. You know, that's a 4-game series. That's, you know, a couple 0 for 5s. And I did everything right, right? And I've talked the Blue Jays into spending $20,000 on Best Buy gift cards. We got 3 winners per week, per team. Whoever has the most quality at-bats wins a card.
How do you measure quality at-bats?
Well, it's the standard. Any hit the ball hard, any RBI, any walk, hit by pitch, right? Anything that's going to help the team, right? That's what it's all about. It's all about helping the team. We had a kid, Kevin Pillar, right? This kid had a $1,000 sign, and he went 2 for 20, and he won a card. He got 2 hits. He hit 7 balls right on the screws right at somebody, right? Got a bunt down, a couple guys over, 12 for 20 is going to win you a card. Mm-hmm. And let me give you another little tip. Good hitters line out more. The better hitter you become, the more lineouts you're going to have, man. If you're not lining out one time a game, you ain't that good a hitter, right? You ever seen Joe Mauer beat up a trash can? No, because he knows you get hit. It's that guy that lines out every 4th game. Oh, I'm so unlucky, you know? So it's all about confidence. And like you said, it's not even in baseball. It's in life, and it's making good choices. And you know, I give my testimony now when I speak. I'm a Christian. I believe in God, you know? And you know, if I could use my batting and my hitting into my Christian walk, I'd be a better person, right? Because we make choices. And I just love trying to inspire kids, man. I love trying to teach, right? You can't tell me that you can't do whatever you want to do in life, buddy. After that story that I just told you, freaking freshman in high school, 4'11", 90 pounds, get cut in college, don't start in high school, and now I'm teaching all-star. It's crazy.
It's awesome. What are some of the things that you see, Spring, whether it's when you're, you know, doing your individual lessons with guys that are in high school or college guys or even the big league guys, and as you travel around and talk with other coaches about the mental game, what are some of the traps that you see players fall into? Like, one of the ones you've talked a lot about is focusing on batting average instead of quality at bat average. Are there other traps that you see guys fall into that you think you can help them to get through from a mental game, something maybe as focusing on things that they can't control, like what the organization's going to do or what the fans are saying about them or any of those things, like controlling what you can control? Is there anything like that that you think are staples amongst the athletes?
Well, that's definitely the main vein in my spiel is batting average. I will talk to the dad of a 12-year-old the same way I talk to Mark Trumbo. It's mind-blowing, right? But there's other things. There's more things to be a Major League Baseball player or to be a successful baseball player. And I talk about watching the pitcher, right? The pitcher's the test. Every single pitch he makes, right? I say in my speaking, I'll give anybody my house in Huntington Beach, and I have a nice house, if there's a chemistry test in the 3rd inning. Right? There won't be. The pitcher's the test. Keep your eyes on the pitcher. I tell the Blue Jays, you don't have 5 at bats today. You have 25 minimum, but 20 are when your buddies are hitting. Right now, you're studying this pitcher. You know, you got the little lefty out there throwing the 2-1 changeup with nobody on base. right? And is successful. And now I come up with runners on second and third. You think I'm seeing a 2-1 fastball middle in? I'm going to see what this guy's having success in. Way too many hitters try and hit everything. They're not ready for anything. Way too many hitters, you know, they're looking for everything. They're not ready for anything. I mean, that's as simple as I could say it. Is it easier to hit one pitch when you know it's coming or three and you don't? It's the stupidest question you're ever going to get asked, but most hitters try and hit everything. They're not ready for anything. Right? Why am I trying to hit a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, an 86-mile-an-hour slider, a 73-mile-an-hour curveball, when my job's to be on time? It makes no sense, right? That's what I do with two strikes. Now I'm in battle mode. But I know if I'm sitting on a pitch, buddy, and hitting's about timing, and I'm sitting fastball, that thing can be at my knee or my neck, man. I'm taking a controlled, violent swing.
So you're saying that with count leverage, you want to make sure that you are sitting a pitch and not trying to react. So not reacting to the break if it's out of his hand, but you're sitting a pitch, and if you get it and it's in your zone, you're going where your eyes are telling
you. And I'm saying sometimes it might be off speed, right? Yeah. But what happens is everybody thinks, I can't let the fastball get by me.
Right.
And they never see it.
Right.
Right. You've watched enough college baseball.
Sure.
Right? 3 out of 4 pitches with runners in scoring position will be breaking balls. Right? How come we could all hit the breaking ball in the cage and it turns invisible during the game? Because we know it's coming. Mm. Right? I could hit something that I know is coming. How do you hit a breaking ball? You zone up, you load late. Mm. Right? If the plate's in front of me, I bring the plate back by the catcher in my mind and I zone up. If he throws me a fastball right down the middle, big deal. It's one pitch. We all know umpires suck. You might call it a ball. Mm. Right? Now I'm 1-0. Right? But I am in control in that batter's box with two strikes. Until I get two strikes. And now I battle. Right? So we've got the batting average is a trap. I'm walking up to the plate with confidence. I'm watching the pitcher. Right? I'm not trying to hit the fastball, curveball, slide up, change up. I'm hunting a pitch. Right? And it's my favorite thing. It's the stupidest statement ever. Is it easier to hit one pitch when you know it's coming or three and you don't? Right? But no, I'm going to try and hit everything.
Right.
Right? Everything. Spring, you're a guess hitter. Yeah, I'm leading the team in ribbies too, pal.
Yeah.
It's educated guessing. I've watched the pitcher. I know what he's throwing. I know what he's, you know.
I know which of his pitches I could hit and which ones I might never touch.
That's right. I know what he's getting over.
Yeah.
Right? If he's not getting the breaking ball over, I'm sitting fastball every pitch. And here's what I don't want to get out. I always want you to sit fastball until it's time not to. Mm. Right? Until it's time not to. I want 6,000 at-bats trying to hunt that fastball. But my production doubled, Brian, when I started looking for something I was going to get rather than what I wanted to hit. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to hit a middle-in fastball, but I never saw it.
Look for what you're going to get, not what you want to hit.
Absolutely. This is why we watch the pitcher. This is why I'm studying him, right? If you're not studying him, sit fastball and adjust. Yeah. Tell me how you do.
Yeah.
Right? I talk about attacking the inside part of the baseball, right? We all hear the analogy, stay inside the ball, right? Well, there's a big difference between staying inside the ball and attacking the inside part of the baseball. Mm. I'm inside the ball when I'm in the box. He's not throwing it behind me for a strike. I'm inside it. But I think what people mean is if I put a ball on a tee with these two seams right here and I'm a right-handed hitter, that's my nut. That's the nut of the baseball because that's going to create that. This over here, hard ground ball to short, and I'm pissed off right down the line.
Yeah.
Right? So it's about getting to that nut. This is what Goldsmith's so good at. If you looked at his spray chart to right center, pulling pitches that shouldn't be pulled are the biggest problem for more hitters. When I've been scouting, I've scouted my whole life. I've written down this guy's got a crappy swing maybe 5 times. They all got good swings. It's not about the swing. They wouldn't even be there if they didn't have a swing.
Right.
It's about approach. It's about confidence. It's about competing. Right? And getting great at showing up with confidence to compete to help your team win and see what happens. Right, I think we've all. You've spoken to the University of Texas, right?
No, but I know Augie and those guys in their system.
Love Augie, right? I spoke to Augie's team last year. He had me in there for 3 days. The year before, he had me in there when they didn't even go to the conference championship. Mm-hmm. They had the exact same personnel, mm-hmm. and Augie was all in on team. And it's not about you. And get rid of your stats, right? And playing 80 opening days,
yep.
right? Because there's freedom in opening day, man. This is like one of my best things that I've ever thought of. It's opening day, every single day mentality. Because now I got freedom. It's not about me. I don't got yesterday. It's about today. And they bought all in. They had the exact same personnel with freshmen sprinkled in. And they were 1 game away from the College World Series. And he was texting me the whole time thanking me. And I, trust me, I don't take all the credit for their team.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't mean that.
Right.
But just the fact that I could help them get out of their own way and get great at showing up one day at a time.
You know, Spring, one of the things that you know, I think you do so well, where I first heard of you was when I was a grad student at Cal State Fullerton, fall of 2001. So this is now 14 years ago almost, right? How about that? So, you know, and Coach Horton, you had gotten all your CDs, the quality at bats, and I had picked one of those up and wore that out, and I was driving from Costa Mesa up to Fullerton every day for an hour, sometimes 3 hours, depending on California traffic, you know, for grad school. If you would, for our listeners, so maybe this is their first exposure to you and your quality at bats system, and would you talk a little bit about your CD, the DVD, and then also how you come in and work with teams and do your seminars?
Well, thank you. I mean, qualityatbats.com, man. I sell my CD for $29, my DVD for $39. You buy them both, it's 50. You get a 10-buck break, $60. Parents are spending $75 for a half an hour flip session once a week. And I got something that's going to change the way you think, man.
It's awesome.
And we got to get great at showing up with confidence. We got to get great. See, we give ourselves too much credit to remember what we're taught. And this is why what we're doing is right. This is why getting CDs out there with good information is right, right? This is why I make individual CDs with every single Blue Jay player, because I'm not there all the time,
right?
Trust me. If I'm playing right now and you're the guy, you and I are going to have something about me with you telling me what I need to do to play in the big leagues, and I will wear it out, right? I'll wear it out because it's right. And it's just unbelievable, man. I was at a Christian retreat with my wife about 5 years ago, all Major League Baseball players, minor league baseball players. It's called PAO. And I'm in a little seven-man group, and I you had to introduce yourself. I said, my name's Steve Springer. I'm the mental coach with the Blue Jays. And I see this little 20-year-old kid just smiling. And I say, you got my CD, don't you, buddy? He's like, I can't believe you're here. He says, I can't wait till I tell my brother-in-law you're here. He's going to flip.
It's awesome.
I said, who's your brother-in-law? He says, Ben Zobrist. Right? I meet Ben Zobrist that night, Major League All-Star. He couldn't believe I was there. He hugs me. He says, dude, you changed my life. He said, my whole process was, oh, batting average, non-confident Ben showing up. When I finally said, I don't care what I hit, confident Ben showed up every single night. 2 years later, he was a Major League All-Star. He's not getting that better physically at 26.
No.
He might get a little bit. He's getting better mentally. And as we get older, we should get better mentally, right? If you like your abilities and your abilities aren't showing up, it's not your abilities problem. Sure. It's your mind. It's what you're thinking. This is why I love you. And trust me, dude, when I'm on planes, I'm listening to stuff that you teach because you inspire me.
No, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, we're all learning from. We didn't come out of the womb with this.
No.
Right? We're learning from each other. And I'm hoping that I say something and a coach is listening. You know what? That's your philosophy now, buddy. Right, and now you get great at teaching it.
Well, I think that's, and I think that's the message I want the listeners to take out of this spring is that they, you know, they spend so much time in the car, and when you're in the car, you're on what I call net time. You got no extra time. Right? You're in the car. You're either listening to on XM radio and someone talk about their life, or you're going to put in the quality at bat CD, and you're going to change the way you think. When you change the way you think, you change your focus, you change your future, and you will become a better hitter or a better coach. So they've got to enroll in that automobile university. Get quality at bats, a CD,
like,
man. Listen to that thing in the car. Wear it out. That's what the best hitters are doing. You know, that's how I became familiar with you and your stuff, doing that when I was in graduate school. If I'd done it when I was a player, who knows, maybe I would have been a better hitter, yeah? You know, but I think get that, pick up the DVD, or just listen to this podcast routinely. I mean, just the nuggets you're throwing out there about batting averages yesterday. Show up every day with confidence. Are you your confident self or your non-confident self? You know, have a goal, have an attainable goal to hit the ball hard. Help your team win. Get out of yourself and into your team. Quality at bat is, you know, batting average is Satan is one of the things you used to say, which I love, yeah. You know, and quality at bats are where it's at. If they just understand that, and they won't get it listening to this once. Yeah. So listen to this once, that's like the tip of the iceberg, right? But if you see an iceberg and you've seen those pictures, like underneath the water, there's 8,000 times the size of the iceberg it's above. So they've got to listen to this routinely. They got to follow you on Twitter. What's the handle, Spring?
At quality at bats, bro.
You know, having fun.
Change what you think success is, man.
Hit is the it ball at hard quality at bats, bro?
And now it's that quality.
It's that quality. Sorry, I'm trying to make sure.
That's Huntington Beach coming
up. It's all right. Southern Cal guy, him, and you know Alan Jagger hanging out there playing tennis. So it's at quality at bats. Make sure you visit qualityatbats.com. Pick up Spring CD. Listen to this. And
anybody that calls, anybody that orders my CD DVD, I'll call
them.
That's
awesome. Awesome. I don't know how you have time to do anything else. You're calling all those
people back. You give me $60, man. I'll call you and thank you.
Love that. That's fantastic. Beautiful. Beautiful. And also, Spring, talk a little bit about when you go in to, you know, speak to schools. A lot of people listening to this are going to be high school coaches, college coaches. They might run an organization, travel ball, or have a facility, and they want to have you come in and do a seminar for all their guys on quality at-bats. How do they get a hold of you? What do they do?
Email me qualityatbats@aol.com, and I think I have a win-win-win. I mean, I charge $75 a kid. Every kid gets my CD-DVD. I take 50, I give you 25 with a 60-kid minimum, and parents are free. I love parents, man. Parents love their kids so much, Brian. It's amazing. I'll tell you one final story. I played tennis, and my mixed doubles partner, and I finally meet her boyfriend. And he goes, yeah, I'm coaching my 7-year-old travel ball team. I said, nice. I said, so you know you're coaching the biggest self-esteem destroying sport in the world, right, bud? He's like, what? I said, yeah, your little 7-year-old makes an error, he wants to cry. The other team's cheering, doesn't like that. The coach is yelling at him, that's you. And he's got to ride home with you. So for one error, your little 7-year-old's going to get beat up 4 times. He wants a friggin' ice cream, right? We get interrupted. I don't see the guy for 2 months. I'm downtown Huntington having a glass of wine at the Pizza Lounge watching Trumbo play for the Angels. And I see him. And he walks right up to me and he said, you changed my life. I said, what are you talking about? He said, when you told me my son's playing the biggest self-esteem destroying sport in the world, you hit me right between the teeth. I was so embarrassed I couldn't even talk. Thank God we got interrupted. 2 months later, now, I am the most positive coach on the field. When I hear another coach yell at a 7-year-old, I cringe. Me and my son go get an ice cream after the game because that's what he wants. You were right. And my ex-wife, she wants to remarry me because she can't believe it's me. I'm like, oh, sorry about that one, buddy. But this is what parents, man, we love our kids so much. Right, we die for that little messiah, but yet we throw mental daggers at him when he's 8. Mm-hmm. And most kids quit this game at 13 years old because of the pressure that's put on them by the one that loves them the most. And that will be my next CD. I'm about 90% done, called Help, I'm the Parent of a Travel Ball Kid.
Man, Spring, real quick, give us some nuggets for parents listening to this, because I'm sure a lot of them are getting fired up right now and they want more. And give them a little preview to that CD. What are some nuggets that you got for them?
You
got
to back off, man. I love the line, your kid's playing the biggest self-esteem destroying sport in the world, man. It's a game of failure. Well, you know what? I don't need my parent beating me up. I don't need my coach beating me up. And I don't need my teammate beating me up. The game is going to do it by itself. Mm-hmm. Right? But I get so many emails from parents. Oh, little Johnny's great in the cage. And he freezes in the game. And I'll call him up because I call everybody. And I'll say, I hate to be the bearer of bad news here, but somebody's turned your little messiah into perfectionist. And get ready for him to quit at 13. Because that's when kids quit. And this is why we lose kids to other sports, because of the pressure that's put on them by the one who loves them the most, mm-hmm. the parent.
Awesome. Well, Spring, man, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to sit down and share this on the podcast. Definitely going to get you back on here at some point to talk a little bit more and educate our parents more on when you're out with that CD and let them know where they can pick that up, because I'm sure it's going to be a game changer, as the Quality at Bat CD has been for so many baseball and softball players around the country and coaches as well. Appreciate you making time, my friend.
I love it, brother. Thank you, man. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for listening to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. Please make sure that you visit briankane.com. That's briankane.com. And sign up for my Monday message, where every Monday I deliver straight to your inbox videos, interviews, articles, tips, techniques, and strategies that you can use to master the mental game. You can also contact me through my website on our Contact Us page and see my calendar of where I'm going to be in the country and when I'm coming to your area, so that we can get together and that we can continue to go out there and dominate the day.
The Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast is part of the Top Coach Network. This is a production of Corn Belt Sports.